Declan Boyle, what a difference a year makes at this time last year in service. The rain was hopping off the ground. We're now in Mediterranean temperatures.
That's good to see. It's about time we're in Barbados. We've seen it before a few times here, but great rally.
And the first three stages, they've been fast. Testing with the road surfaces because there's a little bit of tar getting sticky.
There is, and you know, there's polished tar there too. So you know, when it was really wet, it's polished and shiny. But now it's the opposite. It's going to probably start melting in a little bit. It's polished and shiny and it's still slippy. Last stage is though at the same time.
So tell us about the first three as far as you're concerned.
First three, we're going to do a couple of bit of tweaking here now, stiffening the car up a wee bit more. We feel there's a bit more left there, especially in cutting and leaning on high speed corners. So we're going to try and do that there now and see if we can get a bit more speed.
So you could be pushing up that leaderboard a little bit later on this afternoon?
Well, listen, we'll keep battling away and fighting against the boys there too, David Kelly and Michael as usual, and it'd be good to try and match them or stay ahead of them or that type of thing.
David Kelly, demanding enough opening three stages with the heat playing its part?
Oh, definitely demanding stages. That Malin Heads, it's a big opener like on Friday morning here, but no, the luck, it's good. Three difficult stages. The third one's kind of maybe a bit rougher and dirtier than the other two, but no, look, fine. We're trying to keep our nose clean. That's what we're trying to do, and go as fast as we can, minimise the risk.
And what about the car here at service? Are you going to be tweaking much?
No, I don't think so. I think if I'm going to make any change, I believe it'll leave them because I know what it's just done. It'll three, I'm happy, and I'm really sure of that, you know. So we might make some changes for tomorrow.
Yeah, and big crowds out, particularly the first stage.
Yeah, massive crowds. Probably the biggest crowds we've seen in Donegal. Like, to be honest, it's the weather's bringing everybody out. But no, lovely crowds. I'm sure the Martins have their hands full there.